You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our English news. This morning, the delegation of the City Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Kanto City, departments and localities, led by Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee, also Chairman of the People's Council of Kanto City, Phạm Văn Hiểu, paid tribute and lit incense at the City Martyr Cemetery. Towards the 25th founding anniversary of Vietnam Communist Party, February 3, 1930, February 3, 2025, the Party Committee, Authority and People of Kanto continue to promote the tradition of indomitable heroes, strive to study, work, be confident, creative, sensitive, and contribute efforts to continue to cultivate, build the homeland, protect the fatherland, to join forces and unanimously be proactive and ready to enter the new development era of breaching out of the Vietnamese nation. On the same morning, the delegation visited and lit incense at a monument of Uncle Ho at Ninh Kiều Wharf. Remembering his merits, the whole city continues to study and follow Ho Chi Minh's ideology, ethics, and style, and strive to have double-digit economic growth in 2025. Also this morning, the Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, and Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Kanto City held a solemn meeting to celebrate the 95th founding anniversary of Vietnam Communist Party. Standing Deputy Secretary of the City Party Committee, also Chairman of the City People's Council, Phạm Văn Hiểu, gave a speech reviewing the tradition of 95 years of the establishment of the Communist Party of Vietnam. Delegates paid tribute and remembered great merits of beloved Uncle Ho, as well as sacrifices of heroes, martyrs, compatriots, comrades across the country and Kanto City. In a comment type, Comrade Phạm Văn Hiểu called on all cadres, party members, civil servants, public employees, soldiers, and people of the city and people far from the homeland to continue to strengthen solidarity, strongly promote the spirit of patriotism, self-reliance, promote the emulation movement, make excellent achievements in economic, cultural, and social development. Build a truly clean and strong party and political system, striving to build and develop Kanto City as an ecological, civilized, and modern city imbued with the cultural identity of rivers and waters in the Mekong Delta. Yesterday, Standing Vice Chairman of Kanto City People's Committee, Dương Tấn Hiển, led a delegation to Ho Chi Minh City to visit and offer their wishes to former Prime Minister Nguyễn Tấn Dũng, former Standing Member of the Secretariat Lê Hồng Anh, and former President Trương Tấn Sang. On behalf of city leaders, the Standing Vice Chairman offered health and life regards and wished the comrades a long, happy, and healthy life to continue contributing to the country's building. Mr. Dương Tấn Hiển affirmed that the Party Committee, government, and people of Kanto City always remember the merits of the previous generations, who are always a bright example for today's generation, as well as the Party Committee and local authorities. On the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025, Kanto City Party Committee held a meeting with former members of the Party Central Committee Kanto Hậu Giang through various periods. In the meeting, the delegates heard brief information about the outstanding results in the city's social economic development in 2024. Accordingly, the city's economy continued to develop and shift in the right direction. The field of culture and society had many progressive changes. Social security was ensured, foreign relations have been strengthened and expanded. This morning, Vice Chairman of Kanto City People's Committee Nguyễn Thực Hiện inspected the progress of the Act Flower Street to celebrate the glorious party and the Lunar New Year 2025. With the theme Convergence and Development, this year's Flower Street is an act installation of models. More than 30,000 flower baskets and ornamental plants of many types. The organizing committee has coordinated to organize nearly 20 parking spots in Tân An and Thới Bình Walls in order to serve people visitors. Up to now, the work has generally ensured progress, ready for the opening ceremony at 7 p.m. January 27th. This morning, Kanto City Association of Persons with Disabilities organized to offer their gifts for disadvantaged members on the occasion of the Lunar New Year. Here, the members were kindly visited by the leaders of the association and sent New Year's greetings to welcome a peaceful, joyful, happy spring with their families. This is an annual activity of the City Association of Persons with Disabilities when that comes, so that all members are not left behind. On the occasion of this year's Lunar New Year, from socialization mobilization sources, the association gave 227 gifts worth 500,000 Vietnam dong each. And that's for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.